Hey, do you guys know why the chainsaw was invented?
Start it off dark.
Oh, my bad. I was going to say, hey, what's up, everybody, and welcome to Season 3.
Episode 7.
Of
Matt's Not Here!
Except he's here all the time.
Yeah, he is.
I am.
This is going to be a weird episode. It's starting out dark.
Yeah.
This episode, we're talking about the strange reason things were invented. And I think we all had this idea because we all saw the same thing
floating across. Yeah.
And we all went, fuck, we got to talk about this.
That was fucking terrible.
Yeah, so basically your everyday items that, you know, you thought were invented for a specific reason.
Like, you know, maybe like, something that you used to cut down a tree.
When really they had ulterior motives. So, yeah, here we go. Let's go ahead and start.
So, Matt, you started with something.
Oh, yeah. The chainsaw one.
Originally, it was invented, originally a small knife would be used to remove bits of bone and cartilage around the pelvis to make more room for the baby.
Why would there be bits of bone and cartilage? Are they breaking pelvi?
Apparently the babies couldn't be excavated as easily as they
should have
been. I guess
this was before C-sections were a thing.
I guess.
Where are they putting the chainsaw? And how big is the chainsaw? I'm assuming it's a small chainsaw. I hope it's a small chainsaw. The doctor's not going to just walk in with a 3-foot.
I don't know. Apparently, the
chainsaw.
Knife.
No, it had to have been a smaller chainsaw.
Apparently, a small knife was too messy and took too long. So they decided to invent a chainsaw in the 1780s.
I can't imagine they pull that like a fucking craftsman, like, here we go.
Could you imagine they just whip out like a big old Husqvarna and they're like, all right, hold still. We're going from the butt up.
I have a little chainsaw. It's called the Eager Beaver.
Oh, boy, that sounds terrible.
I swear to God.
The Eager Beaver?
The Eager Beaver.
We all know what that's for cutting.
And it says here.
Wood.
It says here.
It's for cutting Matt's wood.
In the 1780s, two doctors invented the chainsaw to make this procedure easier. They don't say anything about it being cleaner because they said the knife was originally too messy and took too long.
I could see that.
So the chainsaw, I mean, it didn't make things cleaner. It just
hell no. How would that make anything cleaner at all? That makes it fucking worse.
Look,
we got shit flying everywhere.
I have questions, but I just got to say, we all know the real reason that Matt has his chainsaw.
Yeah, it's to take the chain off and scare little kids. Okay, maybe we shouldn't be talking about kids while that song's
you
playing.
You brought that up. I didn't know
you were going to cue that.
I cued that joke up, and then you just made it so much worse and better.
Oh, that was great. Whew, that was so fucking great. I'm proud of myself.
Oh, I'm
proud of you for that.
Dude. Thank you, Lewis.
That's terrible. Terrible.
Yeah, God, I feel bad for the guy that has to edit this video.
You're almost as...
Video?
Audio.
Audio. Whatever.
Yeah,
my mind's
for that guy.
My mind's set on something different.
Fuck.
Oh, boy. Yep. So, thanks for tuning in, guys. This has been a fun run. I had a great time.
Wait, what?
With you guys.
Where are you going?
Yeah.
You gonna go get me my tacos?
I'm pretty sure our show is about to get canceled because of Matt's joke.
That was my joke. You guys.
Oh boy. Hey, at least he didn't talk about a cheeseburger ball gag or something.
God damn it. Fuck you.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
Yeah. At least I'm still on Facebook.
Oh!
With my original account with no strikes.
Can I just mention the fact that I can't log in on mobile Facebook
at all?
God. Yeah.
Oh, they fucking totally fucked
you. Dude, they found me. Like, I can log on my computer, no problem. But I can't log on my phone, and I'm on my third fucking Instagram now.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Fuck that whole thing. So, if you guys are interested, there's actually another picture sharing site called Vero. It's, in my opinion, a lot better.
Why are you plugging this right now?
Because I'm moving from Instagram to this. Sorry. Well, all right. So we're talking about weird stuff. The weird joke
You know, while we're on the topic of...
Yeah, the off-the-rails episode is next week.
My bad. All right, I'll stop.
While we're on the topic of inventions that were invented for other reasons, but somehow became...
Not what they were invented for?
Used for other reasons.
Right.
Viagra. We all know Viagra, right? You know, it helps you get boners.
It's supposed to give you help you with heart attacks, right?
Originally, yes.
No, heart attacks.
It's supposed to give heart attacks, not help you with a heart attack. Being attacked by something hard. Don't eat a Viagra. That'll just be another hard thing.
Viagra was introduced by Pfizer under the chemical sildenafil. I'm sorry if I fucking butchered that.
Look, I don't care about the semantics.
It was the active drug in Viagra. And it was originally a heart medication. But during the clinical trials, the drug proved ineffective for heart conditions. But Mann noted that the medication seemed to cause another side effect. Stronger and longer lasting erections.
Ooh.
Oh, boy.
So hard.
Now that we're talking about erections, let's segue into gonorrhea.
Oh, fuck.
Wow.
So, Listerine was invented 133 years ago as the first surgical antiseptic, but also as a cure for gonorrhea.
You stole the one I was going
to
say.
Well, you never said it. So I know. How am I supposed to know?
It actually was also used for the common cold.
I don't see how that would help.
And as dandruff treatment in the 1920s. But in the 1920s, it was...
So how the fuck did it go from that to...
Put it in your mouth?
Yeah.
You know, how do any weird things end up in your mouth?
That's Lewis. True. That's... Well, we won't talk about that. We'll talk about that on Patreon.
Hey.
Hey, if you guys are listening...
I'm keeping that queued up. Shit. I'm keeping that queued up. Expect to hear that song enough times for us to get a copyright strike this episode.
If you guys are listening to this and you're enjoying it, definitely go on our Patreon. You're going to enjoy that a hell of a lot more. We get a lot dirtier, a lot nastier.
Or you're not.
A lot ten times filthier than this fucking show,
for
sure.
Or you might not, but...
Also, don't be eating while, you know, listening to it.
Or if you do,
I wouldn't suggest it out loud at work.
Or don't listen to it at work, you know, for sure.
Definitely
not safe for work.
If you're driving in traffic and stuck and you have your windows down and you're blaring it, that's fine.
I mean...
Yeah?
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Just make sure you tell everyone the name of our podcast.
Mm. Okay. Hey, how about another one?
Why are you pointing at me like I'm ready?
I don't know.
You got a book in front of you with them listed.
Are you ready?
No, you got a book in front of you with them listed.
Cornflakes.
All right, fine.
Cornflakes.
Oh, cornflakes.
Do you know the history behind cornflakes? I mean, it's a great cereal, right?
Oh, fuck. I actually just watched a thing.
Great cereal.
Yeah, it is. I just watched a thing on
Matt,
on,
what do you think?
On cereal about it.
What? Great cereal? Cornflakes?
Great cereal, cornflakes. You like cornflakes?
Nah.
What about Frosted Flakes?
Frosted Flakes are good. Raisin Bran's good. Those are actually some of my babes.
But did you know the recipe for cornflakes came out as a botched attempt to cook wheat in 1894?
Yeah.
And at the time, John Kellogg was the medical superintendent at Battle Creek Sanitarium, a health facility based on Seventh-day Adventist principles. John and his brother William, who also worked at the sanitarium, were trying to come up with a diet for the patients there. One day, the brothers put some wheat on to boil, but they accidentally left it cooking for too long. When they finally took it off the stove and tried to roll it into dough, the wheat instead separated into flakes. The brothers discovered that they could bake these into a crispy snack. And after some experimentation, they found that the same effect could be achieved using corn instead of wheat, and the recipe for cornflakes was born.
Holy shit.
Hey, so purely accidental, but hey, we got cornflakes.
That's fucking right.
Also, another thing to point out, John Kellogg... The reason, I don't know if it was the reason that he marketed it so much, was as a way to abstain.
Abstain?
Yeah, he felt that the flavor was so boring and just dull that it would keep you from having impure thoughts.
Oh, I remember hearing about this. Yeah, it was kind of pitched as a anti-masturbation cereal.
Yes, there you go. That's the one.
Wow.
They're like, yeah. Hey, if your kid eats this, he won't jerk off.
Uh-huh.
Or flick her bean.
Yeah.
And I don't I don't
that
quite...
would have been a great time to cue that up again.
That would have. My bad. Wow, wow. I don't understand the correlation between like eating cereal and masturbation, except for the fact that like, you know, we've all been there. We've got like
what eating cereal while masturbating.
You know, you got a time crunch, man.
Captain Crunch.
I got a lot going on.
Oh,
this morning.
Oh shit! I just spilled milk all over the place.
I got a lot going on this morning. It wasn't from the cereal. Right? Like, you know, you got a lot. You got a lot going on in the morning. You gotta handle your business while eating your cereal and listening to the news.
Hey, no? Or checking your stocks.
No one else. I always jerk off while I check my stocks.
Of course. It's the only way to do
my
it.
My numbers are doing great, so it gets me rock hard.
I bet.
Oh, jeez.
How about, since we're on breakfast cereals, how about another morning thing? What about the, actually, this isn't the morning. This is morning thing related.
Okay.
Do you guys know why the webcam was invented?
Oh, yeah.
I mean.
I do.
I know a lot of webcam girls are enjoying it.
And that's not why it was invented.
This goes back to what I said, breakfast stuff.
Really?
Yeah. What do you have for breakfast? How do you get focused,
what's the first
coffee?
Now put two and two together.
Why is a webcam and coffee there?
Want to check on your coffee?
Yeah.
I guessed it?
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Was he a scientist or a computer technician?
He was... was he a programmer or something?
Something like that. He wanted to watch his coffee while at his computer working without having to get up.
To check on
now
the coffee.
How fucking lazy do you have to be?
Dude, I don't know, man. I don't know if that's laziness or genius, but you got to be a certain kind of lazy.
That is the most American thing you can think of there.
You're so lazy, you invent something so that you don't have to move and you can still watch your coffee.
Oh, that is outrageously American.
That's fucking amazing. Like,
dude.
I hope he was American. Sounds like it's American.
It sounds super American.
I'm so lazy, I don't want to get up. Let me write an entire code, build this thing, and then plug it in, see if it works, so that I can watch my coffee and not move. I wonder how long it took him to fucking make. We should have done more research other than
I don't even know if it was like coding or if it was just straight up like a camera hooked up to like a very primitive.
Like a very primitive like player or like.
Something where you just linked up the feed like you would to a TV to his.
Right?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah, no, that's fucking awesome.
Mind-boggling, though. So you guys want to talk about rubbers?
Oh, yes!
Fuck it.
You want to talk about replacement rubbers or synthetic rubbers?
Wait, hold up. Replacement rubbers? What's this all about? Is there an exchange program now?
You're supposed to only use them one time.
Chewing gum.
Go on.
Chewing gum was invented by Thomas Adams. He tried to develop a substance
with your mouth closed.
That was a replacement for rubber.
Huh.
Okay.
Well, isn't chewing gum a form of rubber? Isn't it? Doesn't it come from...
Not really.
Wait, hold up.
He tried to find a replacement for rubber, made this chewing gum, and then...
But also, how did he come about, like,
how do you fuck up rubber?
At what point did
gum?
He go, hey, let me chew on it?
Yeah, I guess it's more common than you think, because Silly Putty was invented by Benny and Smith, Inc., in World War II, and they were attempting to create a synthetic rubber substitute.
Yeah.
Okay, that I can kind of see. But point does homie go, hey, let me pop this in my mouth.
Let me pop this rubber in my mouth.
And gnaw on it for a minute.
Well, it's like asking,
see what happens.
It's like asking the first person to ever eat an egg. What the fuck were they thinking? They just saw it come out of that chicken's ass, and they're like, I'm going to eat that shit.
Yo, okay, let's be real.
We're going to try to cook it next time.
Let's be real, though. Like, right? Imagine the first time he ate it, you're like, ugh. But, like, not, like, people people over eons have, like, looked at weird shit and been like, yo, I'm going to eat that.
Those cow balls? Look tasty.
Like.
Give me some of them brains.
Like. You know, see
tacos
something,
de lengua?
Like, they're walking through the forest and they're like, I see that plant, I'm going to eat it. Speaking of which, first person to ever, like, obviously mushrooms have been eaten for eons. The first person to ever eat a psychedelic mushroom must have fucking lost their shit.
Oh, for sure.
Could you imagine, like, you're just, you know, you're a fucking dude in the forest walking around minding your own business. You're, like, foraging for food, and you eat a fucking mushroom, and, like, 10 minutes later, you're on fucking cloud nine with no, like, you got no idea why.
Well, I mean, it beats the last guy who tried to eat a random mushroom.
Oh, and then died.
Yeah.
Oof.
I'll take that.
Horribly.
See, and then you guys wonder why I'm afraid to try any of the shit.
Any time over
death. But we know you're not going to die if you eat a certain one.
How do you know for sure? Can you guarantee it?
Yes.
Because if you can guarantee that I will not die, I'll try it.
You won't
guarantee
die.
That you will not die.
And I'll try it on the air.
You might die.
You heard it, folks. We can guarantee that you will not die.
Oh, no, don't lie to him. He might die. Laughing.
Oh, motherfucker.
Fuck you. No, see, now he's
He might die laughing.
He might die laughing. He might laugh.
Well,
so
see, that's the thing. I get conflicting fucking stories over
here. Because Matt's over here fucking being a dickhead, and I'm trying to be nice and honest.
One guy's over here telling me, yeah, you're going to be just fine. The other one's like, yeah, you're going to be fine. Maybe.
And that's just going to fuck his trip up. I'm not trying to fuck his trip up.
Then don't show him tomatoes on the food ads while he's tripping.
No, I'm just going to show him lizard in a closet.
What the fuck?
Not my chair, not my problem.
No, we'll just put on the World Poker Tour for you.
Mm. Okay. Yeah.
Funniest shit you've ever seen.
Dude, those chips.
You want to talk about funny shit? Get drunk and watch. Well, not you, but maybe you get high. Get drunk and watch the Cornhole Championships.
I watch that shit sober.
Dude, it's so much better when you're drunk.
I bet.
Yeah. You feel like you're there.
Yeah.
Cornhole Championships. That's fucking ridiculous. They were wearing fucking jerseys.
Polos and shit too, right?
Yes, with like the fucking sponsors on there
like
and shit.
Like a bowling team?
Fuck.
I'm like, who the fuck is sponsoring this?
I don't know. Who the fuck's sponsoring us?
Huh. That's a good question.
A bit early for that.
It is a bit early.
Fuck it.
When else
are
we going to get the segue for that?
Man, that was a pretty good segue until I fucked it up. And we're back.
All right. Big thanks to our...
Early ad break today.
Big thanks to our biggest sponsor, Anchor. Thank you.
And shout out to our clothing sponsor.
Yes.
Zombie
Killer Clothing. Who continues to sponsor us despite all this bullshit that we do.
Right?
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, we haven't had a horror movie recommendation. You know what? I'm going to say it right now. I'm going to bring you guys a horror movie recommendation next week.
Yeah, I mean, we're already halfway through the season.
I'll give them a little something right now. It's not going to be something we normally recommend because it is about 30 minutes long.
Okay.
But if you guys remember when we did the SCP Dollhouse recommendation?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just came out with a new film and it
in the SCP line, right?
It's called SCP Overlord, I think.
I saw the ad for that.
It's pretty good. It's a slow burn, but it's interesting.
I saw the ad for that. Because we did all of the views for the Zombie Killer on one of my YouTube pages, not like the main one I watch, I still get like recommendations, and I saw the ad for the SCP that looked dope as fuck. And before we get any further away from it, I just want to say make sure you guys go follow Zombie Killer Clothing on Instagram at Confessions of a Zombie Killer.
No, that's their Facebook.
Instagram Zombie Killer Clothing. Their Facebook, Confessions of a Zombie Killer. he would give me such a hard time. He'd just make fun of me for forgetting it, call me a dumbass donor, but he's cool.
You know, it's fine. All the links are in our description, so that's good.
Yeah.
We drop all the links in the episode description. Just make sure you go in there, click that link, support our favorite sponsor.
Yeah. And I think he's running a Black Friday sale, isn't he, right now?
I think so. Please be sure of that before you say that.
I'm pretty sure he is.
Okay.
Let me just, you know. Maybe we should talk to him, see if we can do a promo code.
Hey,
there you go.
That's a great idea.
Promo code Matt.
With one T.
No, promo code podcast.
I swear to God, if you use one T.
Don't use that, by the way. There is no promo code yet.
No.
Relax, people.
No. Don't use it yet. We'll make a post on our Instagram if it's real. Hey, let's get back into what this podcast is about, right? This episode about shit. Because I just pulled up one that looks very interesting.
Go for it.
Anesthesia? Yeah.
Yeah. It's good when you're getting surgery. Yeah. It's
so
great.
In its salad days, am I reading that right? S-A-L-A-D. Yeah.
Go on.
Nitrous oxide was strictly a party toy since it made people howl like hyenas. But a friend of a dentist took too much of the stuff as a laughing gas and at like a stage show and I guess gashed his leg open. Right? Because people were just partying with it. Gashed his leg open, had no fucking idea. Says, big discovery. Friend didn't realize he had hurt himself. Had no clue. As a result, nitrous oxide became an early form of anesthetic.
See, that's crazy. That's like, I was just talking about this the other day.
1844, people were huffing nitrous, getting lit as fuck. Some 1844
what
party.
What is it? I was talking about it with one of my friends at work. PCP.
Okay.
Continue.
Yeah. You got our attention.
No, PCP is pretty much that. Like, you could be in a fucking fight. You could get shot. Oh, you wouldn't even know it. You become like superhuman.
No, dude, yeah,
you might know it because you watch yourself get shot over there when you're standing off at the distance and you're like, hey, I just watched myself have an out-of-body experience and get shot.
Yeah, you'll know you get shot, but you won't react to it. I saw this video. This guy's running from the cops, right? It was a cops episode, believe it or not.
Is that the one where he punched through the fence?
No, no. He's running in this truck, right? Fucking wrecks the truck a couple punch, right? And they finally, the truck just gives in because he fucked it up. They stop the truck. Dude gets out, starts running. And they realize, watching the video back, and they show you because they got the dash cam and they pause it. Dude gets out of the truck with two broken wrists. And they, like, surmise, they realize when he had done it was when he, like, clipped a median and the truck just came to a stop, right? He'd hit his wrists on the fucking steering wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an old GMC, one of those fucking tank trucks that, you know, back when they made shit to last. It's like an 80s GMC or some shit. Hits the steering wheel, breaks both his wrists. And they go back and they're watching the video at the point where they realize he broke his wrist. He made, like, five or six hard turns really, really well with broken wrists. And come to find out, the dude's high as fuck on PCP the whole time. So, like, he's got these broken floppy wrists and he's driving with no fucking problem because he's too high to notice or give a shit that he's fucked up. This Damn. Shit's a fucking
It's crazy. I watched the video of a guy punched through a fucking wood fence.
Dude, that drug's fucking that drug just
he
seems like
busted through that shit like the Kool-Aid man.
See, that's the thing. And that drug just seems like a fucking mind fuck to me.
Dude,
like,
for real.
You know, you're a regular guy. You decide to take this drug. Next thing you wake up and you're like, why the fuck am I covered in scratches? Why is fucking
my
finger missing?
Yeah.
Why is my foot broken?
The fuck?
Dude, that's going to be a fucking...
That's the real zombie drug.
Yeah, for sure.
Fuck, could you imagine basalts and PCP? It'd be unstoppable.
Fuck, that sounds like a recipe for a Florida man right there.
Taste it. Tastes like brain matter.
Realize you'd gone all the way through.
Isn't that what happened with the Florida zombie man?
He did basalts.
Yeah. It happened in Florida.
Drugs are bad.
Dude, and the fucked up thing is like once that happened, like all my friends were like, is everyone like that in Florida? And I was like, not everyone.
You
like
should have said abso-fucking-lutely, yeah.
Like 80%. That's why I moved.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, I'm good. I'm good on all that.
Good old Florida. Matt, you got anything to add to this?
Any weird inventions that, like, because I got one that's interesting while you guys are looking.
I mean, go for it.
The microwave. You guys know why the microwave was invented?
Well, I'm only going to assume it wasn't invented to warm up food.
I don't know. I haven't read that far. Let's find out.
Here we go. I like how Matt just rolled his eyes right now. Like, oh,
yeah, so what happened?
Bitch.
With with the end of World War II,
World War II ended?
Kind of. The Raytheon engineer was looking for other uses for the Megatron, which generated microwaves for radar systems. While Perry Spencer was working on it, the inventor, was standing next to the device one day, a chocolate bar in his pocket melted.
Oh, yeah, I remember reading about this.
Right?
Yeah.
So they realized, holy shit, this magnetron, like, heats things up.
Megatron.
Magnetron, M-A-G-N.
I heard Megatron.
Megatron.
Metatron?
The disaster. The Decepticons.
Melatonin?
It worked even better with popcorn, and as a result, we now use what was once invented to send fucking radio signals to make popcorn.
Yeah, for reals. That's what everybody uses it for, right? Popcorn?
Yeah. Popcorn.
Or to warm up your Hot Pockets or your chimichangas?
To make a quesadilla?
Okay, you're using a microwave to make a quesadilla? What
Jesus
the fuck's wrong with you?
Christ, you need to get out.
I feel offended. You've insulted my ancestors,
you've insulted my pseudo-Mexicanness.
You've never nuked anything?
He donned me an honorary Mexican, and I have to be insulted by this now.
How dare you?
How dare you?
You
donned this guy an honorary
you know, just
Mexican?
For that,
Look how
just for
he
that,
is.
I'm going to make a grilled cheese in the microwave.
What the fuck? Why would you do that?
To piss you off.
And he's going
to
do it with frozen bread.
Fucking whiteies.
Make it all soggy.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking like Kraft single slices and shit.
Oh, fuck Kraft singles. That shit's disgusting.
One time I cooked a bowl of cereal in the microwave.
You know Kraft singles isn't even cheese?
No, it's just
it's cheese product.
Yeah, exactly.
That's some bullshit.
Half of the shit you eat's not really any.
And I hate that everyone
we
refers
live in the Matrix. Don't worry about it.
We're all
I hate that that's our
America.
Cheese. No, I hate that
America.
That's our cheese. It's American cheese.
Of course it's fake.
And it's not even real.
And it even
of course,
says on
that's
there
American as fuck.
Real American fuck cheese or real California cheese.
Real
or
American
it is.
Cheese because America's fake as hell. We steal everything.
Well, that's a story for another day.
It's a whole other podcast episode.
I mean,
we can talk about that on Columbus Day.
You mean Pillager Village
you mean
Day?
Indigenous mm-hmm. People Day?
Oh, Indigenous People Day. I'm
didn't
sorry.
That already pass?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but we can save it for that particular day.
We gotta wait a whole year before we do that?
Yeah, before we can start pillaging villages and shit, you know?
No.
Speak into the microphone, please.
I don't want to.
He's loud enough as it is.
That's for real. I can.
You
want to
go outside?
Doing this. Yeah, let's go.
You
want
to go outside?
Let's go.
Let's go outside.
We can take this whole podcast outside.
Yeah, we can.
I think Lewis wants to go for a walk.
I think he does.
Shut the fuck. Bork?
I think that gummy is working.
If you guys checked out our TikTok, you know what the fuck we're talking about.
Yeah, you can follow us on TikTok, yep. Unfortunately.
Yeah, shut up.
And that concludes our TikTok. Plug. Now,
how about Vaseline? You guys want to talk about Vaseline?
I only use water-based lubricants, so I
we're going to talk about Vaseline.
All right,
no Vaseline.
In 1859, 22-year-old chemist Robert Chesborough was inventing an oil well in investigating an oil well in Pennsylvania when he caught wind of a strange rumor among the oil rig workers, a jelly-like substance known as rod wax.
Rod wax?
That constantly got into the machines and caused them to malfunction. But the substance had a good side, too. Chesborough noticed that the workers used rod wax to soothe cuts and burns on their skin, and he took some home to experiment with. The product of his experimentation was what we know now as Vaseline.
That's it. Oh, I am now developing a type of lube, and I'm going to call it, what was his name again?
Rod Wax.
No, his name.
Oh, Robert Chesborough.
Chesborough's Rod Wax.
Ooh.
Sexy.
I'm going to bundle it with sounding kits.
I'd buy that. And use it exclusively on you.
I'm good. If you guys want to hear more about that, check out our Patreon.
Hey, there you go.
On a side note, this is kind of ironic how Kleenex obviously was made by Kimberly Clark.
Okay. I was not aware of that.
So,
do you know why it was invented?
It was originally invented for a cold cream remover. So they developed these little Kleenexes to wipe the cold cream off when you have a cold. And now what do you use Kleenex for?
To wipe the cold? Nose
to blow your thing. Snot rockets out when you have a cold.
Uh-huh.
That's what I use it for.
That would have been
great.
Or, you know.
Hey, you know what?
You know, yeah.
Fucking, you know, whatever.
There's going to be a lot of those jokes in here. You should just have it queued up and ready to go.
All right, let's do this.
Kleenex is also used for wiping your tears, you know, when you're crying, you're watching a cheesy, you know.
Wiping the tears of the children you could have had.
Wow. Jeez.
I'm gonna overuse that.
It's fine.
I've already overused it. It's happened like four times.
No, it's the rules of three, you know. You know the rule of three, right?
Yeah, so we're done.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, this podcast, we talk about a specific thing very discreetly a lot.
No, we don't.
So what do you guys want to say? We talk about some Coke.
Oh,
you guys
want
to talk about Coke? We could talk about Coke.
Let's talk about Coke, baby.
All right. So Coca-Cola was originally invented as an alternative to morphine addiction and to treat headaches and relieve anxiety.
Hold up. Hold up.
Oh, boy.
I need to understand the correlation between... I think I just understood the correlation between morphine addiction being replaced with Coca-Cola.
Yeah, back in the day, if podcasts were a thing... Leaves. Yeah, if back in the day, if podcasts were a thing, our little secret wouldn't be a thing. It would be a...
So much for it being a secret now. Jesus Christ.
We blew the lid off that like three episodes ago.
We did? Oh, yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
We could have edited it and not done that, but we did.
What the fuck was that?
Now that we're on drugs.
Hey, let's talk about drugs, baby.
LSD was invented by Swiss scientist who was trying to create a drug that relieved pain during childbirth.
Could you imagine?
Cueing the chainsaw? Yeah.
No. No, could you like imagine just before your chick giving birth, just drop this hit of acid real quick.
Could you imagine the first person that tried that? They're getting ready to give birth. Here, we're going to give you this clinical testing. A couple of drops,
because I'm sure it was a liquid at that time.
Probably.
Or, you know, a couple of drops. Fucking 20 minutes later, mid-push, the whole room just starts folding in on itself.
She thinks she's giving birth to fucking alien or something.
God damn, that would be insane, dude.
Dude. That's
just
a
the
fuck.
Whole room fold, like... If anyone listening has experienced it and can understand what I say when I mean, like, the whole room folding in on itself.
I've been there.
Like.
The colors are louder.
Yeah, you can smell purple.
I've never been there. Oh. But I have experienced the room kind of closing in on me. And
no, I mean, like.
No, that's just anxiety. No, we're talking.
No. That was me taking a dab hit.
No.
No, that was just your eyelids closing.
Yeah.
No. Dude, I felt like the room was closing on me.
I'm talking,
I was like,
you can see the walls go folding in, and then all of a sudden they're back up to normal. It's crazy. It's crazy. Matt Lewis, you should just eat, like, the whole sheet and then talk to me.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Let's stray away from drugs, shall we?
All right, let's do that. Let's talk about some alcohol.
I was going to bring up dynamite, but yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So, brandy. Brandy, like the drink.
She's a fine girl.
I was going to say, I know a brandy.
I know a couple of brandies.
She's a fine girl.
She's great.
What a good wife she would be.
The brandy I know, I think, is married and has a kid or two now. So I mean, yeah,
I was quoting a song, but I guess you guys didn't get the reference. It's cool. It's cool.
I think we know the same brandy.
Yeah. I'm not going to name drop, but.
I'm not either.
I was quoting brandy. A song, but it's fine. It's fine.
So in the 16th century.
By Looking Glass. Look it up, motherfucker. No. You uncultured swine.
So anyway, in the 16th century, a Dutch shipmaster.
Leave it to the Dutch.
Right? Fucking.
The Deutsch.
He used to hear.
No, that's different.
I know.
He used to heat to concentrate wine. He used heat to concentrate wine in order to make it easier to transport.
Mm-hmm.
With the idea that adding water to reconcentrate it would, you know, work when he arrived. The concentrated wine actually was better than the watered down, like, reconcentrated wine. He mm-hmm. found concentrating it was better. So as a result, the quote unquote burnt wine or Brandewijn in Dutch
mm-hmm.
Became a big hit. And it, you know, as things grow, the names kind of merge and change. And right. So it's called brandy. After, you know, since after a few drinks of the stuff, there's no way that you're going to be able to say Brandewijn to the bartender.
Brandy.
So what they would do, so all brandy really is a concentrated wine.
I've had brandy. I didn't care for it.
Yeah.
My dad loves brandy.
Do you like wine? Just,
wine's all right.
Right.
I'm getting into it. So thanks,
sure,
Yoli.
I'm
but
sure
I'm getting
more
into
you
it
drink
now.
Wine, the more you like wine, you'll probably find an appreciation for brandy because it is just a concentrated wine. And I can see why they call it brandy instead of Brandewijn because you could imagine after a few drinks, you're like, hey, bartender, let me get a brandy. Thank you.
It's cognac I don't like.
I don't like cognac.
Cognac, my dad loves cognac. He likes cognac and brandy. And
I just
like
whiskey.
I can't get into it. I just can't get into it.
Nice peaty, smoky flavor. Fuck, I need to get some whiskey.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about dynamite.
Let's do it. Let's get drunk and blow stuff up.
Explosion!
Do you know the history behind dynamite?
Explosion!
Okay, so though the explosive substance nitroglycerin was invented by Ascanio Sobrero, it was Alfred Nobel who used it to make dynamites while in
I'm
Paris.
Sorry, wait, the history of... Dynamite! Sorry.
Jesus, this guy.
God.
Sorry, how did it?
Nobel began to experiment with nitroglycerin, and eventually he accidentally found a way to tame the substance by mixing it with Kieselguhr. Though in the process, many people lost their lives, including Nobel's brother, Emil, which... And you know the other funny thing about this is that he invented something that's so destructive, dynamite, and yet the Nobel Peace Prize is named after him.
Huh.
Huh. Yeah. That's
go figure.
Weird.
It's like, yeah, this guy invented something that could destroy.
Is that because they felt bad for his brother?
I think that's
being
what it is.
Blown into pieces. So they're like, we'll give you a peace prize.
No, I think it was he actually created the whole Nobel Peace Prize as a way to
give it
to
himself?
Kind of redeem himself.
Makes sense.
Like, he knew he had invented something
he's
so
like,
destructive,
oh,
and he's like,
up.
Fuck, I'm going to invent something different.
An award
now.
System.
So
it's
kind of like
system
an award
too. System so named after me, so nobody realizes I invented the most.
Right.
One
right.
Of the most
so, like, Sarah Winchester making the Winchester Mystery House to give, you know, all the ghosts a home after her family fucking, you know,
the Winchester
that killed a bunch
rifle.
Of people.
The Winchester rifle.
I thought Winchester rifle for sure.
Yeah,
weaponry. Yeah.
That's all I thought. But
anyone
yeah,
who gets
we
killed,
should go to the Winchester
so
Mystery House.
Anyone who is it like anyone
you guys
who
down
gets,
to go?
I'm super fucking down.
I'm down. They're probably
so
closed right now.
Anyone who
well,
gets killed by a Winchester gets trapped in that house.
I don't know.
Ooh,
be a crazy story.
Mm-hmm.
Any of our listeners listening want to write that story? Go for it, player.
Send it to us. Let us know.
Put us in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So you guys want to talk about enlarging prostates?
Fuck yeah, we do.
What the fuck?
Let's go. I mean, I'm getting up to that age, so I might as well talk about it.
Propecia.
If you want to know anything else about prostates, listen to our Patreon episode.
No.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Stop teasing it.
What, the episode of your prostate?
No, because the more you talk about it, the more they're going to piece it together, and they're going to be like, oh, we don't need to pay for it now. Stop talking about it.
Talking about what?
Stop talking about sex, babe.
So, Propecia was originally marketed as Proscar, a drug to treat the benign enlargement of the prostate. But it turned into Propecia, which is that ubiquitous drug used to treat male pattern baldness. So, you get a drug that's supposed to help with an enlarged prostate, and all it does is make your hair grow more.
Huh.
Weird.
Hey, you guys want to talk about a pap smear?
I love PBR.
No, pap smear.
Oh.
Pap. P-A-P.
I'd look at the beer can.
Do you know what
shoulder.
A pap smear is, first of all?
Double check the spelling. Yes.
Okay, do you know?
Yeah, he just had one.
Oh,
I just had a six pack.
Okay, so while observing a slide of cells taken from a woman's uterus, Dr. George Nicholas Papanicolaou came up with the idea for the pap smear to test for cancer. Originally, Papanicolaou's intention was simply to observe cellular changes during a woman's menstrual cycle. But during his study, he discovered that one of his patients had uterine cancer and that her cancer cells could easily be viewed under a microscope. So that's crazy.
Oh,
like.
Shit.
Initially, his intention was, oh, let's check her menstrual cycles, but it turned out to be something helpful for women all around. And I know from experience, because I've been there when it's being performed, it's not a pleasant experience at all.
Oh, I can imagine.
No. If for you ladies listening, you know what a pap smear is. Fuck, that looks painful.
Oof. So, to segue off that.
Oh, segue.
Kotex.
Ah!
Did you know that Kotex was originally made, supplied as crepid cellulose wadding? The product was known as cellucotton, and it was for dressing soldiers' wounds. So they just pretty much slipped a fucking panty liner on there and were like, here you go, it's just a flesh wound, you'll live.
Tis but a flesh wound.
That's weird.
It kind of makes you wonder, like, what
tampons
the hell?
And bullet wounds?
Yeah, I was going to say, that kind of reminds me of the reason why
like a packing
every
bandage.
Single soldier overseas has tampons. Because if you get shot, tampons fucking fill bullet wounds perfectly.
Yeah, they do.
Because they're
like
compact.
A packing bandage.
They're compact. Mm-hmm. You just stick that in the bullet wound, fills up and clogs it, and you're good.
Yeah.
Speaking of...
it's also good for bloody noses, apparently.
That what the fuck?
Yeah, you've never seen John Talker Must Die? Didn't they do that in that movie?
I think so, yeah. I think that's where I got it from.
Anyway, to segue horribly, do you guys want to know a really weird, very American thing that isn't American? Apple pie? Have you heard the phrase, as American as... For those of us wondering why we're laughing, Matt just pointed at Lewis.
Oh, wow, asshole.
Wow, dude.
Thanks.
I wasn't going to say it. I was
thanks,
just...
Hey,
Jesus,
son
no,
of a bitch.
But we're going to talk about it. Yeah,
go sit in a fucking
Matt,
corner
fucking
now.
Asshole. So, yeah. The phrase, as American as apple pie,
mm-hmm.
which I think this makes it even more American, if you ask me.
I know where you're going with this, I know this whole story.
But apple pie is actually like a combination of both British and Dutch pastries combined, which I think is fucking hilarious and the most American thing ever, which segues perfectly into the next thing I want to talk about, which is the American national anthem.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light
what so proud? Wow, we are shitty Americans. We all got that far that every one of us looked at each other like, fuck, we don't know the next part.
Honestly, like 95% of Americans, if they had to take a test for citizenship here, they'd probably fail.
Oh, yeah, no, I know, we'd all fail. Which I think this next bit is even funnier. So that song that we just sung, at least the rest of it, along with that part, is sung to the tune, the melody, of a British drinking song.
I believe it.
That's kind of where we
came from.
Oh, no, we definitely came from, obviously we're, you know, our America.
What's this
we
ship?
Fuck you. America was founded, you know, by a bunch of people getting drunk as fuck and fighting British soldiers.
Pretty much.
Almost every one of our, you know, founding fathers' meetings and planning took place in pubs and bars.
Yeah.
So it's almost guaranteed that our founding fathers were just getting smashed and like, fuck those red coat sons of bitches. Let's go fucking get
the fucking lobster backs.
Fucking backs.
Also, they had a lot of hemp back then, so I gotta imagine they were high as fuck, too.
Oh, right? Let's fucking smoke this and drink this and go fucking shoot that guy in the
They must have been high as fuck.
And it was at that moment, the sun set on the British Empire.
I want to imagine it went something like this. Like, they're all gathered around at a fucking bar, and they're like, hey, you know be cool? You know, it'd be cool if we had our own fucking country.
Dude, oh, you know, I'm in. George, you brilliant bastard. Where's Ben? Where's Ben?
He's over there with inventing something.
Why was he? Why is he flying a kite? What the fuck flies a kite? It's raining.
What the fuck? Dude. Country though. Let's start
let's
a country.
Let's go get Ben. Ben, get your kite down.
Guys, look, it's Paul Revere. He looks like he's distraught and in a hurry.
This was supposed to be a fucking horse. I don't know why I thought this would sound like a horse. all right, so to get back to the subject of this fucking episode, there we go. That horse just went by Paul Revere's here, guys.
All I need is a coconut. That's all I'm saying.
You got right.
You know what that's for?
Oh, yeah. That's why I clapped my hands, because in my head, I was holding coconuts, but as I clapped, I realized I wasn't.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know why.
If you guys know what we're talking about, kudos to you guys.
Fuck yeah. We're not going to say it, but if you
don't know, then I mean, sorry. That one went over your head.
Then you know what? Your mother smells us of elderberries.
Oh, my God. Oh.
All right. Back to weird inventions.
Yeah.
Fuck. Do you guys know why? I feel like it's a hard summer, but you guys know why the parachute was invented?
To jump out of airplanes?
Close.
Oh.
It was actually invented before flight ever took place. So before the Wright brothers even threw that plane off of that hill, we already had parachutes. Parachutes were invented in case people in high rises, in case there was a fire. Right? You break the window, you throw the parachute on, you jump out the building.
So basically, you just grab your bed sheet and jump out the window.
That doesn't work. I've tried it.
What? Whoa. Remember, he's from Florida, so this all makes sense.
So we
got to put that into context, you know. Florida.
We had two trees in front of the house that I grew up in, and we climbed the tree, took a bed sheet, jumped out. Didn't work.
Such a Florida thing to do, I swear.
Bed sheets are not designed for that.
No.
They're too small, and they don't let the air out properly. You basically trap the air in, and then the rest of the air just goes around it. You fall at the regular speed. Bullshit. The reason parachutes work so well is because it lets the air out slower.
Okay.
Yeah, don't ask me to elaborate anymore. That's about as much as I know.
Did you know that they have a distinct club called the Caterpillar Club? So if you have to parachute, if you're in the military and you're a pilot and you have to parachute and you make it and land down to safety, you get brought into this club. It's almost like a fraternal thing. It's called the Caterpillar Club.
Okay.
My grandfather, Lieutenant Colonel Horace Meek Hickam, which Hickamfield, Hawaii was named after, he crashed mid-flight with another student in like 1923 or 1924, and he had a parachute safety and became a member of the Caterpillar Club.
Huh. So is this obviously that's how you become a member, is like if you have to use the parachute.
Yeah.
Not just training or not jumping into a battlefield, but like...
No, like if you're in a plane,
like,
and you have to...
Oh, shit, I gotta get the fuck out this airplane.
Ejecto cito, cuz.
Holy shit.
Although they didn't have that back then.
Right, you just open the door and get the fuck out.
Yeah.
So he, like, got into a wreck midair.
They crashed, and if he didn't jump out, he would have died.
Fuck. How much... Like, could you imagine, like, how quickly you gotta think to get the fuck... Like, how much time do you have to get the fuck out that airplane before it's too late?
You gotta think quick. Super
quick. I think the only thought is... Out.
I'm out this bitch.
Not even like get out, just out. So your grandfather crashed into another student. Is there any word on whether or not the student?
I don't know. I don't know about that.
Fuck. That's
but I know
crazy.
He died. My grandfather died crashing on an unlit runway in Texas. What was he flying? Like a Curtis A-12 Shrike or whatever, and it was an unlit runway, and he when he landed it crashed because it was unlit, and
so he didn't know how high up he was.
It's in like the 1930s.
Yikes.
Hard.
Fuck. Sounds like your grandpa was kind of a fucking badass.
I mean, he was on the Pancho Villa expedition, the Mexican punitive expedition.
What the
fuck?
In World War One.
Yo, can we have an episode where you just talk about your grandpa?
I mean, I don't know a whole lot about him.
Fuck, dude. Grandpa,
go dig up some more fucking
some info,
facts about him. And yeah,
next week's episode, fucking Matt tells us how badass his family is.
So moving on to something else.
Right? How do we segue after Matt's badass grandpa?
I don't know how to segue from that, but let's talk about Botox.
Botox? Okay. I was going to say talk about Slinkies, but we can talk about Botox.
I wound up on a website that's like, hey, you think this thing's American? It's not.
We'll talk about that next.
All right, cool.
So in the 1980s, San Francisco ophthalmologist was testing out a new treatment for crossed eyes, and thought he found it. What he also discovered that what his treatment had miraculous facelifting side effects, leading to the creation of Botox. Now, Botox I find interesting because do you know what Botox is?
I feel like I've learned this before.
A paralyzing thing, right?
You're injecting poison into your face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, folks. Enjoy that awkward silence as we
Thank
all think
you
about
for,
the fact that
and enjoy listening to the poison. This episode of Botched. So Slinkies. They were actually invented in 1943. A naval engineer, Richard James, was trying to develop a spring that would support and stabilize sensitive equipment on ships.
Huh.
Hmm.
And then, you know, that's all she wrote. Then you have kids pushing them downstairs.
Oh, shit.
I did when I was a child.
Right? Have you seen the guys who do that crazy fucking slinky thing?
They like race them and shit.
There's like, I seen one. This dude holds like one in each hand, right? And he like kind of, for lack of a better explanation, raves and like does like rave moves, and like the slinky creates these shapes in the air.
Oh.
And like it looks like it holds the shape for a moment, but it's traveling. And it's just in like,
it's
he'll
magic.
Do that and then pause. It fucking looks like it, dude. Mm-hmm. He'll do that and pause and then move again. And that little pause shows up mid travel of the slinky. It's fucking wild, dude.
Like
it's...
those clocks in like the 90s and early 2000s where they'd go back and forth and like you'd see like the numbers lit up in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the little arm would swing back and forth.
Yeah.
And...
Yeah. It's similar to that. It was fucking wild.
That thing was sick. I had one of those. Yeah.
All right, so again, I wound up on a fucking website that has nothing to do with our thing, but things that are invented, that you think were invented in America, but weren't. The first automobile.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, not American.
And not Henry Ford.
I didn't know that. Do you know what country? I'll give you a hint.
I want to say...
I'll give you a hint. Oh, what's your guess?
I want to say Italy.
Okay.
I don't know.
Automobile.
Germany?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Toaster strudel?
Da.
Deutschland, yeah.
Da.
Jesus.
Henry Ford and his cars may be all-American, but the earliest automobile has German origins. In 1866, Carl, guess this guy's last name.
Automobile?
Nope. Think German car.
Volkswagen?
I was going to say Volkswagen.
Nah, close. Carl Benz was the first person to register a patent for a gas-fueled, as it's said in German, Motorwagen, or motor car.
It's Motorwagen.
Well, scheiße.
Motorwagen is...
Motorwagen. You pronounce the W's as V's.
Wagen, yeah.
Wagen,
yes.
Wagen. Wagen. Oh,
like Volkswagen.
Volkswagen, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Motorwagen. This shows how fucking much I pay attention to my German history.
Did you know the Volkswagens were the first cars to have ashtrays? We're not going into that.
Matt.
Dude, Matt. We did bad jokes already. We did bad jokes,
Jeez, that was fucking terrible.
Every one of you listening all had that joke play out in your head.
Oh, my God.
Just as we did. We're not going to say it. You're as uncomfortable as we all are right now.
Yeah. No.
And I'm going to be editing that out.
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
That was great.
Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile. What he invented was the assembly line.
The assembly line.
Yeah.
He streamlined the process. And again, that's the most American shit I've ever seen. Hey, that's a great idea. I'm going to steal it and make a shit ton of money. Fuck mm-hmm. you.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like Thomas Edison.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Did you know he was also deaf? And to listen to his phonographs, he had to bite down on his record player. So growing up, again, weird Florida story. He had a summer home in Florida. Right?
They bite everything in Florida.
Yeah, no kidding.
In Florida, alligator bites you. Or no. In Florida. You know, alligator no bite you. You bite alligator.
In Florida, you bite back. So they used to do a tour of Thomas Edison's house. And when I first moved there, we did that tour like a stupid amount of times because we were fucking new to Florida and there wasn't shit to do. And they take you through and they show you his little thing. And it has the teeth marks.
Well, they show you his little thing?
Yeah. It's very tiny. That's why he stole all his inventions.
Little
smackle? That's why he stole all his inventions.
From Nikola Tesla?
And that's how Tic Tacs were invented.
but it shows you where he bit down on his phonograph.
Weird.
That's interesting.
And that's how he listened to it.
Yeah.
Right? Fucking weird.
Right. No, I mean, that... I could see that.
See,
I could
see
that working.
Like it's,
yeah,
it's,
you,
it,
you send
conduction.
The vibrations through.
It's,
yeah, exactly.
Bone
conduction.
There's headphones that work like that nowadays.
Yeah, I've seen those. Those are pretty trippy.
Rad,
I actually
dude.
Want a pair just
too.
To try it out.
Me too.
It'd be cool.
I like his reaction.
Matt over here.
It'd be cool.
It'd be cool.
Listening to music through the fucking bones in your skull, and Matt's like, "Yeah, that's cool. Whatever."
Yeah, that's cool.
I got my super elite headphones on, so fuck everyone else.
Fucking elite.
I mean, you've ever been in a car with like. Several 18-inch subs.
No,
you hear the music through your bones.
That sounds like my feelings would hate that.
You're like, man, why is this music giving me a boner right now?
Wait, 18-inch subs? What are we talking about here?
Oh,
that took us all a second.
Yeah,
that was good,
man.
Hey, good. Do you guys like bubble wrap? Do you guys like playing with it?
I think I know.
Do you like,
I think
you guys
I know
like
why
just fucking popping the little fucking bubble wrap?
Yes. I want to just be like in a room of bubble wrap. I think that'd be amazing.
Just be aware right now because, you know, bubble wrap, the air in there is from China. So with COVID, you know, be careful with bubble wrap.
We can't even make it here in America. We can't make American bubble wrap.
Of course we can't.
What do we make in America?
What do we make in America?
Honestly, your cell phones, we would be lost without fucking... Asian, you know, countries. Like, we would not have cell phones because
this
we do not have any
weird
other,
turn.
You know?
Well, except mine's from an American company, Apple.
Yeah.
But,
yes, I get it. They mass produce the phones out in, is it, China? No, Japan.
Yeah.
I want to say they're produced in Japan, but it's an American invention.
Okay, this episode's
from
a
an
weird
American company.
When
does anyway,
it
I was talking about bubble
turn.
Wrap.
Thanks,
I was
Matt.
Talking about bubble wrap.
You're welcome.
Bubble
Brett.
Wrap.
Weird episode.
So it's good for packaging, right? You know,
I love it. But, like I said, I want to.
You guys
wrap
would think that that's what it.
It
was made for, right?
Well, I want to be like in a room of it. I think that'd be fresh.
But you guys think that that's what it was made for, right? Packaging, right? And for stress relief, maybe.
Can we line my bedroom
you know, when
with
you're
it?
Popping a little bubble?
I mean, I can commit you somewhere and have a very similar room.
No, I want bubble wrap.
I can imagine him getting thrown into the psych ward. I want bubble wrap.
Engineers Alfred Fielding.
Ow, that was fucking loud.
And Mark Chavanas did invent bubble wrap on purpose, but when they made it, the intended use for the product was wallpaper.
I was right.
Not as packaging material.
I wanted to light my room with a free reason.
However, when
for
their
real?
Bubbly wallpaper, why wallpaper proved to be unsuccessful, the two entrepreneurs decided to pivot and market their product instead as a greenhouse insulation, and later in 1960 as protective packaging.
That'd be so weird. I was being a smartass.
No, they tried to do was 3D wallpaper.
It was 70s, right?
I mean, this was back in... No, this was way back before then. It doesn't cite the exact year they made it.
That sounds like some like hippie, I'm going to get high as fuck.
I
want to
say
shit.
Like 1950s.
I want 1950s. It has to be, because in 1950, Play-Doh was invented by Joseph and Noah McVicker, and they were trying to make a wallpaper cleaner.
Yeah.
And what the fuck?
Back when wallpaper was a thing.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, we don't really do wallpaper anymore. No, we just paint. Because
they
walls.
Wanted to clean it, because you can't like you just, can't just wipe it down
you can't,
wet.
Yeah, it just fucks it up.
Yeah.
Huh.
Crazy, huh?
What about here's a weird one.
Weird.
Weird. Weird. Chocolate chip cookies.
I remember reading about this.
What do you think the goal was when they started that? It wasn't to make chocolate chip cookies.
To make people fat? I don't know.
I mean, no, but their original intention was to just make chocolate cookies. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So while mixing the batch of cookies, they'd like just threw in chunks of chocolate, you know, thinking this will make chocolate cookies, and they baked them. And then what came out was what we now know today as chocolate chip cookies, not chocolate cookies. And I guess they ate it and were like, well, fuck, this is still delicious. Let's just stick with this.
And they are fucking. That's
best
my favorite
in
cookie.
The world.
That's my favorite cookie.
That
chocolate
and
chip.
Oreos are a fucking tie for me.
Chewy or regular Chips Ahoy?
Chewy.
Yes.
Yeah, chewy.
Mostly chewy, but, you know, chewy if I'm, like, really high and stoned. Not chewy if I'm, like, chilling and I want to dip the cookie. But if I'm dipping cookies, they got to be Oreos.
Yeah.
Also, so this is something I started doing because my pops was doing it, and I was like, the fuck you doing? But it was a great idea. He took a spoon, and he bent it, so, like, the little spoon part was up, right?
Yeah.
So he could lay down the whole cookie
and
submerge the cookie.
Yeah. Yep.
And then pull it out, and now he doesn't have half of soaked cookie, but he has an entire whole soaked Oreo, and then he just pops that whole thing in his mouth. I was like,
you could also just spear an Oreo.
Yeah, but
I like them like kind of like half crunchy, half.
Oh, yeah.
Just use a fork. Spear the Oreo down the middle.
Soggy.
I'll dip like 80% of the Oreo and hold it till it's just about to fall apart, and then pop that whole thing in my mouth.
Also, I wonder who came up with that concept, dipping your cookies in milk.
I know.
I mean,
right?
People dip everything in everything. I mean, look at French fries and chocolate shakes.
Yo, who was the first person to do that?
But the French dip their fucking fries in mayonnaise.
That's disgusting.
That is fucking disgusting. Or is that the Dutch?
Mix it with ketchup and you're good.
That is even more disgusting.
You've never had ketchup and mayonnaise mixed together?
What do you think fucking animal style is?
Yeah.
It's mayo chup?
Yeah. I don't like animal style.
I hate that they call it that. No, it's Thousand Island dressing, you fucking lazy fuck.
It's mayo chup.
It's Thousand Island dressing.
There's more to it. When you do Thousand Islands, there's more to it.
You add relish. Ooh, and
exactly. So it's not mayo chup.
Thousand Island without the relish.
That's why you can refer to it as Thousand Islands. Mayo chup is strictly mayonnaise and ketchup.
It's so fucking weird. No, it's not mayo chup.
I call it mayo chup.
KO.
I call
Fight
it
me,
an
bro.
Abomination.
Okay, fine.
Let's go.
All right, well, speaking of dipping things in mayo chup.
Go on.
You've
got my attention.
Potato chips.
What about them? They're delicious.
They're the best, right?
Yep. Yeah. End of story.
All right, cool. Next question. No. what they were trying to do was make a plate of, like, fried potato. Right? Which, technically, that's what that is. So how it was created, one day, a customer sent back his plate of potatoes so many times, he kept asking them for it to be more and more fried, thinner, and the chef, George Crum, was a chef at Kerry Moon Lake House in Saratoga Springs,
mm-hmm.
was like, fuck this guy, all right, fine, just deep fried the shit out of him, because the guy kept sending them back, and so, He sliced them super thin and just fried the shit out of them until they were like hard as a rock. and they sent him back out, and the customer was like, this is fuck perfect. It's delicious. Like, he was trying to fuck with the customer. He's like, fuck this guy. I'm going to slice him so thin that they're useless.
He's going to like him.
And I'm going to deep fry him so hard that they're going to be a rock. And then he ended up creating fucking potato chips out of spite.
What I gathered is we have to thank a Karen for potato chips.
Fuck, you're a right.
Big time Karen. That's all I gathered from that.
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Is that you're a right. potato chip?
Yeah, it was.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Did you know Doritos were invented in Disneyland?
Dude, what?
Yeah.
I didn't even know this.
Yeah. A chef, I don't remember the exact details, but it was a chef in Disneyland. He had the little tortilla chips, and he powdered them with
nacho cheese.
Yeah, like it wasn't nacho cheese, but it was like
it was his. I know Mexican it was Disney's cheese.
It was Mexican seasoning, and it was such a hit that it eventually became a mass-produced product.
Disney does a lot of innovative stuff like that when it comes to food.
Yeah.
Oh shit!
They got a lot of
you have to thank Disney
things.
For Doritos. You know, all you stoners out there, you got to go thank Disney for your favorite snack.
Well, gosh!
Holy shit!
Oh boy, here we go. What's
Brett's
up?
Eyes lit up.
All right, if you can tell
more than
me,
usual.
If you can tell me the room, like in a house, mm-hmm. every house has this room where fireworks were created.
Kitchen.
Oh.
It would seem the most logical. Was I right?
Yeah.
All right, sweet. What do
did
I
did you read this before?
No, but it seems the most logical. Kitchen. That's where you cook.
Yeah, I never would have, until I just read this, I never would have put fireworks in the kitchen together.
Where else do you cook meth?
What?
Wait, what?
My garage?
In a bottle? Speaking of which, remind me to show you guys the
in
song.
In a Fleetwood Bounder in the desert?
Remind me to show you guys the song I found last week.
Okay. We'll do that off the
after
air.
After this, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, a cook accidentally mixed together charcoal, sulfur, and saltpeat in a kitchen about 2,000 years ago in China. And when the mixture was compressed into a bamboo tube, the cook did, you know, the cook, you know, had no idea what was going to happen, but compressed it, cooked it, and it blew the fuck up. And then he thought, oh, hey, let's do that on purpose next time.
You know, see, the whole time I thought fireworks were invented by the Chinese.
Yeah, that's what I said, Chinese.
Was it the Chinese?
Yeah, way back in fucking ancient times.
Like 2,000 years
ago.
Yeah. And do you know what fireworks were used for during the Civil War?
Oh, I remember reading about this.
That's fascinating.
It was to keep the British soldiers awake.
Yep.
Yeah.
It did two things. It lit the battlefield for the American soldiers so they could sneak across, and it kept the British soldiers awake. So the Americans, you know, they'd switched up their sleeping patterns a little bit. They would have essentially primitive forms of the Navy SEALs sneaking up using the firework light to guide their way, like a flare. Whilst keeping the British soldiers' sleeping patterns fucked up and, you know, went and murked their bitch asses. And
there's a lot of interesting
America.
Stuff in war like that with the noises, like the fucking whatchamacallit from the Germans.
The whatchamacallit?
They had the planes that made that fucking noise that they attached that device on there that it made that humming, that loud, and it was supposed to strike fear into people with their bombers.
Did you hear about
what's it called? It's like that droning hum.
But did you guys hear about the soldier who recreated an entire bay during World War II to trick German bombers into bombing fake land?
Yeah.
And it worked.
What?
So there was a soldier, and the only reason I know this is because this soldier is also a magician, and it's become legend in the magic world. He used his knowledge of magic and trickery to recreate an entire artificial bay in the ocean just off the coast of where it was supposed to be, instructed everyone on the bay to shut their lights off because they knew they got information on when the soldiers were going to fly over. They knew when they were going to bomb, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they built this entire artificial bay in the ocean. Even with like the proper lighting in it and the right areas and everything, hooked it up with remote detonated explosions in the area, waited for the bombers to fly over. They watched when the first bomber let his bomb out, followed it down, triggered the first explosion, right? It's falling into the ocean, so it's not going to blow up, right? But they triggered their first remote explosion, which then all of the other bombers behind it are watching. They see his first explosion and then know, okay, here we are. We're good. Everyone drop. And all these bombers dropped their shit into the ocean and flew on.
That's genius. That's fucking genius.
All because a magician was like, hey, I know how to fake shit. And so they built like fake fucking bay. It was fucking rad. I wish I could remember the guy's name right now. But I could also look it up. But yeah, it's fucking, it's super rad. Super rad. I just, like, I remember reading about that. I remember hearing about it and hanging out at the magic shop one day. And he, like, it was just on one of the magic history things. And it was one of those things where it was just like, that was really fucking cool. Like, that made one of those moments where I was like, man, magicians have cool history.
He pulled off a great illusion.
Right?
Yeah. Way better than Chris Angel.
Oh, my God. Did, like, a million times.
But not as good as Brett Allen.
Yeah, that guy sucks. That guy smells weird, actually, if I'm being honest.
That's why the studio smells weird all the time.
Yeah.
That explains it. That solves that mystery.
Sorry to break it to you guys, but yeah. That was,
hit the nail on the head with that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right into the center of the skull, right?
Right into the center of the skull where it, you know.
When are you going to perform that trick?
The center of the skull with the nail trick?
Yeah.
I'm doing it right now.
He does it all the time.
Yeah, I literally do it all the fucking time.
I haven't seen it.
One of the things that the soldier actually also did.
Can I bring a nail?
Yeah, go grab one. Sweet. One of the things that the soldier also did that I thought was awesome is he had like fake tanks on the on the battlefield.
That's kind of odd. How do you fake a tank?
Like cutouts and inflation and inflatable dummies. Like an inflatable dummy was put out
just
on the field.
Big old cardboard cutout and they're like,
that's a
tank.
Kind of. From afar, yeah, it looks like one, right? So they're going to go to it. And then they'd have inflatable dummies, right? Like like a big fucking balloon shaped like a tank. And they fucking attack that.
That's crazy.
Right? The guy's name, I'm going to try to pronounce this properly. Jasper Maskelyne. Maskelyne.
Sounds about right. Also Jasper.
Jasper.
Yeah.
Jasper.
Fucking right.
Jasper?
Born 1902. The same year that they
you don't hear that name
copyrighted.
Very often.
There's a lot of names you don't anymore.
Jasper.
Jasper's
Casper
one of them.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Casper.
You haven't heard Casper since the fucking movie. Fuck that shit up for anybody named Casper.
Well, it's just like fucking Hitler ruined Adolf for everybody.
And yet Adolf is still a popular name.
I can't believe there's still
in Germany. Name. And in Germany, of all places. It's crazy.
I think they're trying to like take it back. That's kind of why. Because like Germany is obviously like bummed about like the whole, you know, Hitler situation.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's even, I've heard it's like,
we got bamboozled.
It's even like illegal to do the salute, I heard. Could be wrong. I don't know.
It should be illegal.
In Germany, I think it is. Like, there's certain, like, you can't, like, it is illegal to wear the armband. I know that. If you wear the armband, you can get fined or, like, prison time.
Yeesh.
If you don't get your ass beat first.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And, I think the thing with that is they're trying to take back the, you know, history behind it, but it's kind of a big
they're
deal.
Trying to sweep it under the rug, and it's just
not
gonna
not
happen
gonna do that.
No,
but they don't fully do it. They still have a couple of the camps up as kind of like, hey, we're not gonna forget.
No.
Oh yeah, of course, like Auschwitz is there,
Dachau.
But I mean, even here in the U.S. we have the internment camps, like the Japanese camps and stuff that are out in SoCal and stuff like that.
Yeah, speaking of like things that are in SoCal. Have you guys heard about the German Nazi
Nazi bunker?
Nazi bunker in California.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
There's one.
Yeah.
You didn't know about the Nazi bunker?
No.
You didn't know
Dude,
about it?
We should go visit that.
Let's go.
We should go visit that because it's
right now.
All right, let's go.
It's gonna be dark in
but
there.
But wait, can we sign off first before we go?
Maybe later. Is it time to sign off?
It is.
It is.
Fuck, this episode went fast.
Yeah, it did.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, let's sign off and go to a Nazi bunker, guys.
All right. So make sure you follow us on Facebook.
At Matt's Not Here.
On Instagram.
At Matt's Not Here Podcast.
Don't follow us on Twitter because we're not there.
I mean, you can if you want. If it's
follow
Matt's
us
Not
on
Pod.
TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Matt's not here.
And then Patreon. You gotta
sign up on our Patreon.
Please go to our Patreon. You guys will
Give
not
us,
regret it.
Brett just had ramen for dinner. Like, Patreon, please.
Please, I want to have at least, you know, some chicken in that ramen next time.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. We'll see.
Hopefully.
We'll see.
We'll see.
Maybe tofu.
Yeah, and if you do sign up, if you do sign up on the Patreon, you get exclusive content. You get episodes that we've teased and talked about, but we don't put up here. And
early access.
You get some bonus stuff too.
I don't know about early access.
I don't know about early access.
Let's do early access.
That's a pain in the ass.
Man, Matt's gonna hate
you. It's a pain in the access.
Got him.
That was terrible.
This has been a weird episode.
But yeah, make sure you guys go on Patreon, check it out. You guys are gonna love it. Again, don't be eating while listening to the episode. Probably not a good idea.
Yeah, no, don't do that.
So
eat a shit ton of like weird food while you listen to it. Eat a hot dog while listening to it.
We hope you guys
enjoyed
this
episode.
They're gonna love these nuts. We hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I know we enjoyed the shit out of it.
Yeah, I had fun, but it was weird.
So,
anybody else feel weird?
Yeah.
I need to take a shower. I feel dirty. My name is Brett.
My name is Lewis.
And my name is Matt.
And we are
Matt's Not Here.
Flashing the band wannabe journalism. Mark my words, Jerry, nobody cares.